Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested, your favorite movie review podcast. I'm Jane Ellen.
Are you talking directly to me?
Yes.
Or were you speaking to them?
The collective.
Okay. All right. Oh, but I'm still Adam Cravens, yes. But I was just making sure that I wasn't sure. Pronouns are funny.
And Anna Grace is with us as well.
Hello.
So we are going to talk about Kevin Hart's new movie.
Yes.
And it is?
Night School.
Were you schooled? Did you see it at night?
No, saw it early on a Sunday morning.
You like to do that, don't you?
Yes.
The Sunday early show.
Listen, I was a very different person when I was, say, 16. I would go to the 7 o'clock on a Friday, or I would go to, like, the midnight release, like, on Thursday that was technically Friday, because I had to have it then. I had to consume it right then. But the older I got, the more I realized there were going to be people there. And people like to talk.
They
like to get up and walk in front of me during the movies.
They to breathe your general
You direction. Know what the great thing about Saturday morning and Sunday morning at, like, let's say 10:15.
Nobody.
Oh, like there's the guy that swept up the popcorn from the night before. Like, he's there. The guy actually, like, handing out the tickets. He's there. Like, maybe one of the managers is there. But nobody's in my way. Nobody is harassing me. Nobody's like, oh, is that seat taken? Or they're not doing any of that.
Oh, I love that.
Basically, I have a private screening for every show I go to. Like, I don't want y'all to hear this and be like, oh, I'm going to go harass him during the movie. Or that's a great idea. Because if people start showing up to these screenings, you've canceled the reason why I pick these screenings.
Like, yes.
Basically, I want to be a billionaire, but I'm a couple bucks short. I can't rent out the whole theater. So instead of buying all of the seats, I just go when no one else hypothetically will go.
Like, that is awesome.
If there was ever, like, a, I don't know, let's say a tornado in town, I would just be like, this is the perfect time to go to the movies. what are they showing? Yes, I'll go see that now.
Yeah, I'm also thinking, when you had to go to the 7 o'clock show when you were 16 years old, you didn't think of, huh, I can see this movie for half this price if I went a different time. Huh, that is important to me.
That does also factor in to me just going, like, wait, so I'm paying $11 to see it now, but, like, this is the exact same movie that y'all were showing at 3 o'clock, but you want to charge me $6 more.
Yep.
Wait,
not going to say,
like,
that
$6
for my Sony
Pop. Do I get, like, a necklace or, like, a prize? Or, I mean, do you guys give me
a
cookie?
The sucker prize.
For showing up at 7? And they're like, no.
Mm-mm. No, your prize is you get to be around more people.
Which, I'm telling you, is not a prize. Like, I value my privacy. Like, Howard Hughes is a strange person to a lot of people, but that guy made some sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, wait a minute. So you put the Kleenex boxes on your feet? Huh, all right, and we're going to collect our fingernails. Why?
Because you can, Adam.
I mean, at that point, yeah. You really, when you got Howard Hughes money, like, you can do whatever you want.
I feel that my spouse wants me to have a fingernail collection because he leaves them on end tables for me and has for 25 years.
I was about to ask you to follow that up, but then I was going to redact it because I was like, there's no answer that I'm not going to be like, oh.
There is none.
Let's roll that back. Let's toss a Zemeckis cube at that. Just like,
nope. And no.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. Sometimes I would put it in the macaroni and cheese to see if it, no, I didn't.
No, I really hope not. Because I eat that.
Is that the breadcrumbs?
Oh, is it crunchy? Is it toenail?
The toenails? We don't know.
Enjoy the crunch.
I apologize to every French person alive for that.
How about every French person ever?
But not to Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't
speak like that.
I can't stop myself.
Anywho, are there any French-speaking roles in the film you saw?
I'm sure whenever they showed it in France and had a French dub of it, probably.
No, the French dub is just Kevin Hart going, ho, 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 ho.
Seriously, I do. Like, consistently, I bet they've got, like, guys that, like, okay, that one sounds a lot like Kevin Hart. And he does all of the French dubs of his, like, he did, you know, Jumanji.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see French Kevin Hart. Like,
I do, too.
I'm really, like, is it just, like, he's identical to Kevin Hart, but he's got, like, a beret and, like, a baguette or, like, something like that? Like,
I think that'd be awesome. Okay, so it's a comedy.
Yes.
It is of the R-rated variety.
Actually, I think it's only PG-13.
I could find out.
The interwebs.
Well, then I want to go see it.
Let me.
Kevin Hart's screaming. Who doesn't want to see
Kevin
that?
Kevin Hart is hilarious, and yet as amusing as it may be, unless Adam tells me it's funnier than Animal House, and he won't, I will gladly watch this when it is on one of our streaming services.
It is PG-13.
Okay, so there you go.
And, like, I don't throw that stuff around like it's like ketchup or hot sauce from Taco Bell. Like, either. Like, when you talk about, like, the sacred, like, hallowed ground of, like, Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. Animal House, Blazing Saddles, like, I make sure that rarefied air
remains untouched.
Yes. Like, I don't want to desecrate, like, their names. And, like, if at any point I am going to bring those names in, like, you know that I respect this film. Like, when we reviewed The Meg, and I was just sitting there going, it ain't Jaws. Listen, there's a shark there, and, like, there's a boat, and people are trying to kill the shark. This ain't Jaws. Don't confuse
it. What was the one with the sharks and the shark brains and...
Sharknado?
No. This predates Sharknado. Is it Deep Blue Sea? Is it?
Or is that the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, and the sharks keep hitting the glass because they're extra smart now.
I have probably not seen that since we rented it on VHS.
I believe last time I saw it.
If that gives you an idea of the ready recollection I have on
I've
Deep
just
Blue
told
sea.
You everything I know about the movie.
I in turn gave you all of the information that I had on it. There, Samuel L. And there was a question mark at the end of my sentence. So,
speaking of which, Samuel L. Jackson had some fun on the internets over the weekend. That's all I'm going to say about it, but it's real funny. Real funny on the Twitter.
I will have to check it out.
Yeah, you will. It's a little Pulp Fiction mashup that he or his people did, and it's real funny.
I really like. You really just have to say Pulp Fiction. Like, speaking of rarefied air, there's another movie I find that I hold in very high regard. Like, if I'm going to bring Pulp Fiction into the conversation, like, you better know that, like, I think that film is legit.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it more than Hateful Eight?
I didn't see. Wait, you're not accidentally referring to the Adam Sandler movie again, are you? Like, what is it? The Doofus Dozen or whatever. I don't remember the name of the movie, but, like, you and I, whenever we covered that. And I'm like, wait.
I'm talking about the Tarantino Western that had a number in it.
The actual Tarantino Hateful Eight.
Okay. I was right.
Sure.
You had me. Huh.
Do I think that film is better than Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I really enjoy that movie, but mm-hmm. like the only one I think that Tarantino has done that's probably on the same level of that movie is probably Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is a film that, like, I can just watch infinitely.
For reasons unknown, I have not seen that.
You are.
Again, for reasons unknown. For reasons.
Lieutenant Aldo, right?
Unknown.
He wants his Nazi scalps.
For reasons unknown.
He's playing a character from Tennessee.
I'm gonna watch it.
Do you need it on Blu-ray, DVD, like the digital? Like, but we're rectifying this problem.
We're about to take a trip on our little rocket ship.
Sure, good. It's about World War II-ish. The girls can watch it too.
Oh,
you're probably going to have to.
Jenna will walk
mute
out.
Mute it a lot. Don't put the subtitles on either.
So if it's just language.
Nope, it's not just that.
All right.
I don't want to ruin that part. There's scalping going on in the movie. At one point, like, they set fire to something. There's a lot of guns. It's everything that you can get rated R for.
It's just violent.
Essentially, like...
If you were to put it between Human Centipede and, let's say Toy Story... Where would it fall?
Which, by the way, guys, every film ever falls in between those two movies.
Yes.
What is it closer to? Like the quality of Toy Story?
I'm talking about the
violence.
Yes.
It's a bit closer to, obviously, it would have to be. Was there violence in Toy Story? Like,
yes, was.
Is there an edit I haven't watched of this movie?
There's lots of violence. Lots of violence in Toy Story.
Yes.
I would like a disclaimer. I have not, nor do I plan to see
The Human Centipede.
I just like saying the title because that's really all I have to say.
That sounds so disturbing.
That's all you have to know, really.
Read the synopsis. That's really all you need to know. I'm not going into it right now. Seriously, like if you don't know what the movie's about, read the synopsis.
Greenlit this.
Oh my goodness. I really want to. What demographic were they like, you know what?
And wasn't there a sequel?
I really hope not.
Sounds
right.
I think there was a sequel to it,
The Human Butterfly. I think after it cocooned and turned into a beautiful.
There was a meeting where they discussed fundage and said, "Okay, this is what the movie's about." None of which I can say at the moment because it's too gross.
It sounds gross enough. I kind of get it.
Seriously, just read the synopsis. We'll quit.
It. It involved sewing?
Yep.
Yes, okay. And somebody said, yeah, let's make that movie.
Holy cow, yes. We'll shoot the sequels back to back to back
to
save money.
And then some agent called their up-and-coming, well, this is what you got to do, Larry. It's like, okay, if that's going to get me my Oscar.
I can buy a house with that?
A minute.
I'm gonna tell you, gonna like 250,000, like, and it's it's a movie, okay? You're gonna be in a movie, and it's a major motion picture. It'll be great.
I don't know. I mean, if it's good craft service, and it's not in some horrible wintry conditions, and I get 250,000 for it, maybe I would have signed on to.
I'm not telling you I wouldn't be in it. For that much money, I'm just telling you that, like, if I've got a choice, if they're like, listen, you can be a voice in Toy Story 4,
or
you can be one of the Avengers in Avengers Endgame, or you can be in the Human Centipede, I'm gonna be like,
which one is that?
Which Avenger do I get to be? And they're like, you're gonna be Squirrel Girl, and I'll be like, okay. I can be Squirrel Girl.
Pixar is making its own version.
Go to Toy Story. I'm just like Toy Story.
Can you imagine the Pixar version of Human Centipede?
It would be adorable.
We can't go there.
They have a crossover with Bug's Life, like
Mr. Potato Head. Okay, enough. How about the movie you actually saw?
Night School.
Yes.
Which is different from Night Shift with Henry Winkler.
Yeah, completely different.
Besides
the fact that Night is it, and it's not Knight.
It's not M Night either.
Just Night.
I hope not.
Just Night School.
Night Shule. Okay, so what's the story? Let me guess. Kevin Hart goes to Night School.
And yells.
Well, he's funny. He can do that.
But he yells, obviously.
Right, but they're paying him to yell. Like. Dude, when you can yell that well and that humorously, people pay you to do it. And they pay you to do it over and over and over and over. It's not like he's changing it up. Like, he's not Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, he's not like, yes, I will baptize myself in this part. I will become something different, something
new.
No, he's pretty much playing what I assume is Kevin Hart.
Okay, what is that thing on YouTube when they do Kevin Hart and his co-star, Hadish Tiffany, maybe? What's the co-star's name? Anyway.
Hadid?
A lovely woman whose name I have forgotten. But there's a show where when people are pimping out their movies, it'll say they start to Google something. It's like, Kevin Hart has, and then Kevin Hart will rip it open and say, has, eaten a live chicken or something.
Right.
And he'll answer it. And so,
I know what you're talking about.
But I just don't remember what it's called. It's very entertaining.
It's the one that Gayton and the guy who played Steve did, the answering the most searched questions.
Yes, most searched questions, most Googled questions. And it's funny.
I was thinking about this and all right, you have actors that are in films that make tons of money. Who would you say is the greatest actor in the world?
Too many.
Well, no,
I'm just going to go...
Chris,
let's say Meryl Streep. Okay.
Meryl Streep,
we'll go with
yeah.
that.
And I'm saying, like, is this opinion? Like, do you base that on their box office, like prowess? Like,
you base it on the fact that it's Meryl Streep.
Well, right. Well, I'm taking this to a certain place because, like, I'm trying to walk us in there. Like, I mentioned Daniel Day-Lewis a second ago. Is mm-hmm. he a fantastic actor?
Sure. Yeah.
How do you quantify that?
Well, he was Lincoln, and he killed those zombies and vampires.
I don't. He was not the Lincoln that killed. The vampires.
Oh.
That was a different Lincoln.
Well, I withdraw
that's
that.
That's a different. So that's not. That wasn't Abraham. That wasn't Steven
Spielberg's
Lincoln.
That's a movie I wanted
Lincoln,
to see.
Though I'd watch Steven Spielberg's Vampire Hunter Lincoln.
Like I that, sure would.
Man, especially with Daniel Day-Lewis.
I know.
That would have been something. Anyways, that's not where I was going with it.
How do you quantify
okay.
greatness?
I would say that like Bill Murray is probably the funniest man that's ever lived. That's my opinion. Right there. Over the past several years, like let's say the last 10 years, how many comedies has Bill Murray done?
Comedies?
I'm just saying comedy. Yeah. That's
Very
what I'm saying.
Few.
But I'm still saying Bill Murray's probably the funniest man that's ever lived. But if you're trying to find like some kind of like demographic or if you're trying to some like find some kind of like chart or any kind of like thing that you can prove like using like box office receipts or anything, it's not there. Like, Kevin Hart, every movie that he's in is at least funny. Like, is it Animal House?
No.
No.
But he
himself,
is funny.
He is always funny, even yeah. if the movie that he is in is not necessarily
Good.
The greatest comedy. I would say, and I'm thinking about this, like, using his statistics, Kevin Hart may be one of the funniest men consistently alive right now.
That
doesn't mean I think he's funnier than Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that like I think he's better than like say 90s Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, if you were look at the stats, I'm like if this was like baseball or whatever, Kevin Hart
he's doing pretty good.
Kevin Hart is an all-star.
I watched whatever movie he made with The Rock, which
Jumanji.
Was,
he has made
other than that.
Central Intelligence.
Is that the one where The Rock was his nerdy friend from high school? And
the
then
Rock,
and now
nerdy?
They're like secret
what?
Agents or something?
Yeah, he's a secret
yeah.
agent. Okay.
They actually do. It's almost like the way John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell
yes.
like to look together or like Spade and Farley used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like honestly, they are a legitimately like funny
yes.
duo.
And both of them. I mean, Central Intelligence was at best, but
Kevin Hart within the confines of that
yes,
film is
I
funny.
Enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because they were in it and there were parts of it that were funny, but the movie as a whole, I can't go, oh, you gotta go see Central Intelligence. But there was
but
funny.
If I tell you Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart
I
are
mean,
doing a movie, yeah. Like, is it in the top 20 comedies of all time?
No.
Probably not. But like, consistently.
Is it The Human Centipede? Probably not.
Probably not.
There's very few things that thank the good Lord above are.
I really
But like
so.
That was kind of the
Kevin Hart would be the lead though.
I don't want to dog on this movie because it's not a bad movie. It's a funny movie.
Okay.
It's not the most hysterical film I've ever seen, but like Kevin Hart is just so consistent. Like
So he goes to night school. What's the why? What's the impetus?
All right. He had worked with this gentleman at a they sell like barbecue like equipment
mm-hmm.
like I don't remember the exact name of the place. Basically, his son's an idiot.
Propane and propane accessories.
Yeah, yes,
okay.
Pretty close to that.
All
yes,
right.
Think some Hank Hill. His man's son, his legitimate heir, is an idiot, and
mm-hmm.
he knows that if he leaves this to him, the business is going to crash. And he's like, listen, you're like a son to me. And then Kevin Hart even points out to him. He's like, but that's, there's Lee Jr. right there. And he's like, right, right.
Yeah, but he's an idiot.
Yeah, no. Here's what it is. And like, basically he's like, when I retire or if I pass or whatever, this is yours. I'm giving it all to you. Like you've earned this, you know it better than anybody else. And he also has this girl that he is about to propose to. Very attracted to her, but he wants to kind of put on airs about who he is. Like, he wants to drive a fast car. He wants to dress nice. He wants to make sure that she's impressed and she's not looking somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't necessarily, she knows him, but he is putting up airs so that she will think he is more successful than he is.
Mm-hmm.
On the particular night that he has decided to propose to her, he accidentally sets the business on fire, cancels out like this thing that he's worked for probably the last 15, 20 years of his life for. He's got a friend that works at this financial company. And he's like, listen, you're a fantastic salesman. Like, we kind of BS with these people about stocks all the time. Anyway, you could do this, but you don't have your GED. You have to work here. That is the base minimum. I can sell them on every other part of you but that. If you want to work here, and like they wear suit, like they're doing well. Like they're not clipping coupons, like they're not driving a 20-year-old like
they're doing
Saturn.
Wolf of Wall Street well, or
not quite that well. But I mean, like they're like I said, they ain't pinching pennies. Like they're doing pretty good. So he is also keeping this from his fiance because he doesn't want her to know that he doesn't have a GED, that like he has said, I'm going to be hired at this finance company. He doesn't say, I've got to get my GED beforehand. And in the meantime, he has to work at this, basically a stand-in for Chick-fil-A. And he is dressed in a chicken suit. Like, it does not seem the most prestigious of jobs.
Yes.
And that's kind of your impetuous for the whole thing. Like, he is withholding information about a lot of things. And he is making sure that... trying to make sure she doesn't find out about this stuff. And the collection of people in his night school class are, shall we say, characters.
I see.
One of them is an individual that is in prison that is doing it via, I think, Skype or like some approximation of that, if it's not that. You've got one guy that, like when he introduces himself, he goes, yeah, I know the revolution is coming. I saw the Terminator, and that's when I got woke. These machines will not, like, he worked in a factory and a machine took over his job. So, like, he is all about machines not taking over the humans. Constantly just being like, so that's how it is.
So he's paranoid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and nutty like a fruitcake. Like, there's a mother, like, who wants to do a little bit more. Like, her husband does a lot of the work. Like, she stays home with the kids when they're not there. Like, she does housework or any, like, PTA meetings. She would like to better herself professionally. So she's there as well. You've got another guy whose son was going to drop out. His father did not have his GED. And he's like, listen, if you won't drop out, I'll get my diploma if you get your diploma. Kind of. And it's played.
A bargain.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an old daily, what is it? Rob Riggle. Is playing him. Old Daily Show alum, funny guy. So, like I said, you've got this really interesting cast of characters in addition to having, like, your main guy up front with Kevin Hart, who is just a hysterical guy. The principal at the high school also has some old beef from when the two of them were in high school together at that high school.
Nice.
I don't want to steal any of their thunder because they have some of the best bits in the movie.
Does it involve shenaniganery?
That's not a word, but yes, if it was, it would involve that. Yes.
Okay, so Night School, PG-13. It has Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart is funny. So I'm thinking a matinee or wait till it's streaming.
It's definitely a film that's worth seeing. Like I said, there's nothing about this film that demands that you need to see it in like 7.1 surround sound. Like, it doesn't have to be like in pristine 4K or whatever.
But it's just something that you should
see. It is, like I said, there is no Kevin Hart film that I've ever watched that I was just like, that's
bad.
That's garbage. I wasted my time watching that. I am legitimately angry that I did that. But I'm also saying, like, it's also not like Animal House. Like, Ghostbusters is not getting dethroned. But Night School is worth your time. It just depends on when that time is.
Okay. So, Kevin Hart and others in the film.
They have a very strong supporting cast in this movie.
It's been stronger with us in it, but whatever.
Yeah, probably.
You know.
Well, I mean, as you have stated previously, Jane, I am the white Kevin Hart. To Jason Statham, as I recall.
Yes, very much so.
By the way, Jason Statham, you have my number. Or you can if you want to have it.
That's right.
I'm available to be your Kevin Hart. You can even call me Kevin Hart. You don't even have to call me by my... I will legally change my name to Kevin Hart if you need me to.
That could probably involve a lawsuit.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. I'd spell it H-E-A-R-T.
Yeah,
or
oh, okay.
Yeah, or like I got...
It'd be a hard C, you know.
Kevin Hart. Like,
Kevin hard C, two N's.
Like
Kevin
Hart.
Hart.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so thank you very much for seeing that. Do you know what's coming up next?
Because
I sure don't.
There's a movie.
Yeah, there'll be some more movies.
It'll be good. I know the new Halloween is coming up.
Oh!
There's a lot of frightful films coming up. I do know that.
Speaking of non-frightful, I read it once on the internet, so I assumed it was true.
About Thunderbolts and Lightning?
They are very, very frightening.
Yeah, yeah.
I read, and I was so excited, I thought, that Ryan, he's messing with me. Is a Deadpool movie coming out this December?
That's PG-13.
What? What? Wait.
They are re-editing Deadpool 2 to PG-13 and releasing it in theaters this December, hypothetically to steal some of Wonder Woman and Aquaman and... When is Shazam coming out?
March.
I know
Shazam's
Aquaman...
Shazam's later.
Basically, yeah. they want to take some of their thunder away from that. And I think Marvel is also releasing... No, their next one is Captain Marvel. Never mind. Mm-hmm. But I think they're trying to, like, just mess with them at this point. I don't really care about a PG-13 release of Deadpool, but...
I do.
In order to sell this, they have got Deadpool reenacting a scene from The Princess Bride.
Yes.
It's him in the grandfather role, like, paid by Peter Falk.
Uh-huh.
That was previously played by Peter Falk. Mm-hmm. And they actually have Fred Savage in the commercial with him, who was the kid. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not playing the kid in Princess Bride. That was the kid in Princess Bride. He's not a child anymore. And they're not CGIing.
That's awesome.
They're not de-aging him. He's man-sized Fred Savage being read a book by Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool garb and a Christmas stocking.
It's awesome. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so I'm allowed to go see that.
Well,
it's PG-13.
Hold on. Adam and I have discussed this before. You, I think you could probably see it without the PG-13 of Deadpool 2. The first Deadpool is a different story.
Is a bit harder on its R, and it's a bit more explicit with...
situations.
Yes, that's what we'll say.
Situations.
But a lot
situations?
Of Deadpool 2, like, you definitely don't need to show it to your preschool. But
no.
It's language.
You'd probably
it's
get
violence.
Fired.
Oh, you know, you definitely, there's no probably. It's a definitive yes.
Well, like, I don't know.
That's probably in the bylaws for the daycare.
If I was the principal, I'd probably be like,
No, you totally would. But yeah, I think it would be an easy fix to make it technically PG-13.
Deadpool, if you're going to edit one of these down to PG-13, mm-hmm. Deadpool 2 lends itself to this better.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, I'm all for it. And instead of wasting money on that, I'll just let you watch the original Deadpool 2. Okay.
Which is available on video. Well, not video. It's DVD, available. Blu-ray, 4K, digital HD.
I know Ryan Reynolds would really enjoy our company.
I mean, if he didn't.
He'd enjoy my company.
I would be heartbroken.
Yeah.
And be heartbroken.
Anyway, so go see Kevin Hart's Night Shul, or School, as the people say.
Or as it is correctly pronounced. Yes.
Or that.
Yes.
This is Parental Guidance Suggested. Thank you for listening. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Anna Grace.
And I'm Adam Cravens.